The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week we look at Dying to Live, The Power of Forgiveness by Harold L. Sankbile. Our reviewer this week is Pastor John Bortolin. Dr. Sankbile served as a parish pastor in Elm Grove, Wisconsin, LCMS, and as an associate professor in the Pastoral Ministry and Missions Department of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Since 2008, he has served Doxology, doxology.us, as Executive Director for Spiritual Care. He has authored Sanctification, Christ in Action, in the MPH Impact Series. With a pile of must-reads littering my study and another pile on my nightstand, very few books make it to my read-it-again-and-again-and-again pile. Dying to Live, The Power of Forgiveness is one such book. Amazon and Christian bookstores and the local supercenter abound with books promoting, quote, living the Christian life, end quote. Dr. Sankbile takes you there in a refreshing, unabashedly evangelical Catholic Lutheran sort of way, precisely because he recognizes the bondage of the will, the brokenness of this world, the centrality of preached word and sacramental word, and, above all, the Christ, who travels with us, quote, all the way, today, tomorrow, every day, till traveling days are ended, end quote. The beauty of Dying to Live is it covers some significant theological territory as if you are sitting in a one-on-one conversation with your pastor. It reads not as a deep theological treatise, although there is plenty of depth, but as something that would be accessible to inquirer and lifelong member alike. Here are some nuggets from Part 1, The Incarnational Foundation of the Christian Life. The crisis, quote, but we know it, our life, won't last. Ultimately, all of life is lived graveside. We are all dying, from the youngest newborn to the oldest nursing home resident. We might be dying to live, but we are all dying, end quote. The answer found in the Incarnation, John 1, quote, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us is not empty talk about life. This is life itself. In Jesus Christ, eternal life has made a personal appearance in this dying world of ours, end quote. The cross-resurrection dynamic in our life, quote, there's no way around death. You can either die alone in this world, or you can die in Jesus. You can have life your way, or you can have it His way. Your way leads through life to death. His way leads through death into life, end quote. Here are some nuggets from Part 2, The Sacramental Focus of the Christian Life. Quote, consigned into His death by baptism, we are partners with Him in His risen life. Holy baptism is both our tomb of death and our womb of life. End quote. Quote, there is no one so lonely as someone alone with his sin, but in holy absolution, Christ abolishes that loneliness. The gospel spells the death of sin and the rebirth of the new man in Christ, end quote. Quote, because He had come to take away the sins of the world, Jesus was able to receive sinners and eat with them, and His presence with sinners changed their lives, as it was in Jericho with Zacchaeus, so it is among us. Wherever Jesus eats and drinks with sinners, salvation arrives in that place, and hearts are repeatedly turned to repentance and faith, end quote. Here are some nuggets from Part 3, The Liturgical Shape of the Christian Life. Regarding our time together on Sunday mornings, quote, the word of the gospel in either spoken or sacramental form always means the same thing for us Christians when we gather for public worship, forgiveness, life, and salvation. God's forgiveness, God's life, God's salvation, here and now in this dying world, in the midst of His congregation, end quote. Quote, the Anastasian Creed defines the universal Christian faith liturgically. The Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in three persons, and three persons in one God. All we are and all we have received comes from the Father, through the Son, in the Holy Spirit. And all we do flows from who we are and what we have received. And so the entire Christian life, public worship, private prayer, and daily vocation flows back in the Spirit, through the Son, to the Father, one God, now and forever. We live each day and to all eternity in the very presence of God. This is the liturgical living. It's the only way of life. End quote. How this plays out vocationally. Quote, faith toward God and love toward the neighbor find common nourishment in forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Want to know the secret to effective Christian vocation? It is well summed up in Luther's 16th century insight into the first century scriptures. The Christian always lives outside of himself, in Christ by faith, and in the neighbor by love. End quote. Final thoughts. What could be more relevant for the pastor's life, or for that matter, any Christian's life, than a book on the Christian life that deals with, quote, in Adam all die, end quote, and, quote, in Christ all shall be made alive, end quote. After all, we need more than just a pick-me-up or a lift. Quote, we need resuscitation, end quote. On the pages of Dying to Live, you are confronted with a God who reached down low, incarnationally, who continues to come to us in tangible means for forgiveness and life, and who continues to serve us as we gather continually in the divine service and in our own private devotional lives, and serves through us as we live out our lives as, quote, little Christs, end quote, and God's masks. Dr. Sankbeil has offered in Dying to Live something that runs counter to many Living the Christian Life books, and in doing so has hit a home run. The reader is taken back to Christ, in whom there is redemption, and in whom we live, move, and have our being. Along with Sankbeil's previous volume, Sanctification in the MPH Impact series, this volume could serve well as the basis for a book club Bible study or regular Sunday morning study. I've heard of pastors who have given it as gifts to confirmands, youth and adult, or as extra reading to complement the adult instruction course. Pastorally, I've utilized this book as a good read before teaching a section of the catechism to youth or adults. For example, spending 20 minutes in the afternoon with the chapter on holy baptism surely has sharpened my teaching later that evening. Also, reading chapter 2 has always been a part of my Adventide reading as I prepare to proclaim the backside of God wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger. Dr. Sankbeil references Psalm 102, verse 18 on the title page of the book. Quote, let this be recorded for a generation to come, so that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord, end quote, RSV translation. In this mid-sized paperback, he has given to the church an accessible tool as one more means to that end. May God bless it, and our life, which is founded in him, who is our life, Jesus Christ.